Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Masechas Bava Metzia, Perek Yud, Mishnah Alef, Mishnah Beis. And today's Mishnah is being learned Bischos, Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'Zachar Fein, Reziva Kohagun, Bikar of Mamesh. Now it's important to note that back in the day, usually homes only had one level, one story. And if it had two stories, the upper one was called the Aliyah. So the ground floor, the first floor was called the Bayis, and the upper floor was the Aliyah. Now knowing that, Mishnah tells us, HaBayis V'Aliyah Shal Shnayim Shenaflu, we have a house and an Aliyah that belonged to two people. The ground floor was owned by Reuven, the upper floor was owned by Shimon, and it fell down, let's say in the middle of the night, and was cleared away, all the stones were put to the side, and now they don't know which part belongs to whom. Both these people, Reuven and Shimon, have to split everything equally. The wood that was used as the beams, the stones that made up the main part of the house, and the dirt, that's all split equally. However, let's say they are able to tell which stones were what. Then, they take a look at which ones are fitting to break. If the house had just crumpled right in the middle, that means that the lower ones were the ones that had cracked, and the upper ones are the whole ones, therefore Shimon would take the whole ones, Reuven would have to take the cracked ones. Whereas if the house fell down on its side, it means that the upper ones had cracked because they fell from much greater height, and it's the lower ones that are whole. Furthermore, if one of them recognized some of his stones, maybe he had some sort of identifying feature, he knew for sure that these were the stones that were part of his house, he could take them, and they count as part of the cheshbon of stones that he receives of the general division of all these stones. Onto something similar, a house in an aliyah of two people. In this case, the entire structure is actually owned by one person, by Reuven, let's say, and he's a landlord, he lives on the ground floor, and he rents the upper floor to Shimon. Now let's say, the floor of the upper level got ruined. Something happened, there's a big hole in it, and now the renter is not able to live normally in his rental apartment. And the owner of the house, the landlord, Reuven, the guy who lives on the ground floor, he doesn't want to fix it. The guy who lives on the upper floor, Shimon, can go down and live in Reuven's house until he fixes the aliyah, and that's because the bias is meshubah to the aliyah. Since the aliyah is on top of the bias, the owner of the bias has to make sure that everything's okay with the aliyah, and since he's not taking care of it, Shimon and his entire family and all of his cats and dogs and pets and fish and who knows what are allowed to come down and live in Reuven's house, and Reuven can't demand from them, well, only a little bit of your floor is ruined, so why don't you live upstairs, and the things that you need that part of the floor for, you can come down and use in my house. There's no ability for him to tie to that, and Shimon can take his whole troop and come downstairs until Reuven fixes it. Now Rabbi Yossi tells us that the Baal Bayis, Reuven, he doesn't have to fix everything. The lower one, Reuven, the guy who owns the house, he only has to build the actual ceiling. It's his ceiling and the floor of the upper guy. Whereas the fellow who lives upstairs, Shimon, he has to pay for the maziva, which is like the layer of cement or the smooth layer that makes the floor nice and comfortable to walk on. That's because Rabbi Yossi holds that Reuven, the owner of the house, is only chayv to make sure that there isn't a hole. As long as he builds a ceiling, which is basically a floor for the upper guy, that's sufficient enough to fulfill his chiyuv, but in regards to smoothing out and making it nice and comfortable for Shimon to walk on, that he doesn't have to do. The chum hold, he does have to do that. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Gimel and Dalet with more scenarios. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.